All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, Grow Squad, how are you doing? Now, that's not rhetorical. Really, how are you doing? Hope that you're doing well. Hope that your family, those that you love, those that are close to you, hope that everyone is doing well. And I hope this, most importantly, hope that your day is off to a fantastic start. Welcome to another episode of the Eugene Hamilton Podcast. Of course, I am your gracious host. I'm so excited that you have joined me today. I'm so glad that we're on this journey together. Thank you so much to all of our new subscribers, those individuals who have just joined the family. Welcome, welcome, welcome. In fact, go ahead and leave me a comment. All right, leave a comment below and tell me what excites you about being a part of the Grow Squad. If you haven't got a t-shirt yet, the first five people that leave a comment, I'm going to send one to you. I promise you, right? Send you a signature Go Grow Glow t-shirt. Just tell me real quickly, what excites you about being a part of the Grow Squad? In fact, don't forget that we're on all social platforms at Eugene J. Hamilton. For the most part, I believe Facebook is at one Eugene Hamilton. But the other platforms, inclusive of TikTok, Instagram, whatever else is out there. I'm forgetting some right now. It's TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn, all those. I'm at Eugene J. Hamilton. So I'd love to connect with you there as well. Today, we've got another hot one for you. Let's pray and get going. God, we are grateful that we have life, and when we have life in you, is life more abundantly. Thank you so much for my friend who has tuned in today. I pray that you would bless them with a productive day, even though they may be stressed out, even though things may not be going as well as they would hope. I'm praying that they would lean on you, knowing that you are with them every step of the way. In your name, amen. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about self-leadership. Yeah, that's leading yourself. And it's interesting because most people in life have difficulty leading themselves. By and large, we've been trained or programmed to look for others to lead us. Am I right? Is that a fair assessment? From when we were kids, whatever adult was in your life, whether it was your parents, whether it was aunts, uncles, grandparents, whomever it was, whatever adult in your life, teachers, we were trained, we were programmed to look to them for advice. Very rarely were we trained to look within. And I get it, because when you're younger, there's nothing really there to pull from within. There hasn't been enough deposits. Have you been to the bank before? And remember when I got my first job, I opened my first bank account. And for some reason or another in my mind, I guess I thought to myself, if I kept checking the bank account or kept checking the bank, right, money would mysteriously appear. And I'm saying to myself after a while, my mom was like, boy, stop checking. There's nothing else in there outside of what you had to put in there to open the account, $20, $50, whatever it was at that time. There's nothing else in there. There haven't been enough deposits for you to make the withdrawal. And sometimes in life, I get it. As young people, I know my son, even now, right? He's looking to me because there hasn't been enough deposits for him to make a substantial withdrawal. But there comes a time in your life, there comes a time in my life, there comes a time in all of our lives where if self-leadership is going to be a regular part of our routine, if we're going to constantly find ourselves in position where we're able to quickly pivot, maneuver, there has to be enough deposits inside of you. There has to be a balance in the account. In fact, if you're lacking wisdom, right? If you've read a book and you've deposited some information in your mind, hear me out. This is what I mean by that. Because oftentimes in life, we forget that there is a way to deposit more into ourselves. We think about going back to the analogy, if you get direct deposit from your job, the way to get more money into that account from your job is to clock more hours. That making sense? I can't skip out on work for a week and think I'm going to get paid. No, there's nothing you haven't put in order to pull out. In order for us, and in fact, you know, one of the things that's interesting, in fact, with entrepreneurship, life has been a little bit different because I no longer am excited about exchanging my time for money. Right? I'm more prone to thinking to myself that, hey, listen, here's my value. Here's what I add. And here's what that costs. Right? And sometimes, of course, as you're building, as you're developing, as you are proving yourself, air quotes, as you're proving yourself. And I say that because I've already proved to myself I add value. I know what I bring to the table, but sometimes it's convincing other people that what you bring to the table is worth them paying for. But that's neither here nor there in this moment. What I'm saying is simply this. It's difficult for me to expect to look at my balance on my account and to see large amounts if I haven't deposited large amounts. And one of the things that we've got to do with regard to self-leadership is that we've got to learn how to build up our account. And you build up your account by consistently depositing positive stuff into your own life. One of the things that's interesting as you think about this, because you know, I grew up in a pretty strict house. Should I go there? Nah, not right now. I grew up in a pretty strict house. And most of it was driven by the fact that, you know, my parents wanted to protect me. But in addition to that, or I should say the icing on the cake, a way of protecting me was them doing their best to guard me or to guard my mind from bad deposits, checks that were going to bounce, if we can use that analogy. Because you do know if you deposit garbage into your heart, into your mind, garbage will come out when you withdraw. Remember one time someone did something to me, and I used a word that I don't normally use in response to what they did. I tried for the life of me to figure out, where did that come from? I don't use that word. I don't respond that way typically. What was it about that moment? Was the offense that great? It really wasn't. But I had seen the same scenario on a television show weeks prior, and the way that the individual on television responded, I deposited that subconsciously in my mind. And when I was in that same scenario, I found myself, what? Doing what I saw. So when you deposit stuff inside of you that forces you, that prepares you to lead, right? So that, hear me out. Most of the time, I'm seeing a lot of, I'm going to say parental hate, but I do want to say I'm seeing a lot of individuals online lately. In fact, there was a whole article in People Magazine not long ago where young people, basically millennials mainly, because the reason I know that because the title of the heading for the article piece was Millennials and Their Parents or something like that, and how there's a long list of millennials who are long list of things that were written by millennials relative to how they were not going to do things the way that their parents did with regard to parenting in particular. They weren't going to raise their kids the way that they were raised, whether it was too strict, too harsh, too restrictive, whatever the case might have been. They vowed not to raise their kids. And I'm saying to myself, wow, Sometimes we got to learn how to give grace. In fact, I had to learn this. I'm not saying this is just automatic. I had to learn how to give my parents grace. I had to learn how to do it. Because you know why? I don't want to walk around for the rest of my life upset at two individuals who were doing the best that they could. There's a principle in the Bible that kind of lends to what I have, I give to you. Let me see if I can break it down really quickly, not to give you a Bible study, but the lesson that I gleaned from that particular phrase is that, hey, I can't give you anything outside of what I have. So that, let's break it down even further. If you ask me for $50 and all I have is $20, what I have, I give to you. I can't give you $50. I don't have $50. All I have in my wallet is $20. So if you're going to judge me or hate me or talk trash about me because I can't give you $50, I can't help you. The only thing I can give you is what I have. And oftentimes, I don't even know how I got on this. I'll get back on the main topic in a second. But oftentimes, our parents were only giving to us what they had. So if you got a whooping when you were younger, you can call the police all you want. I think that's...
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
The limitations is gone. You can be mad all you want. All they were given to you is what they had. What do I mean by that? They learned how to deliver lessons and punishment how the way that their parents delivered it to them. So the way that they learned how to discipline their kids was based upon how they were disciplined. So if they did not go to parenting classes or try to learn a better way, all they did was duplicate. I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm saying what they have, they gave to you. If you come to my house right now and all I have is Cuban beans, but you want red beans, I don't have red beans. But what I have, I'll give to you. So think about this. If there have been negative deposits in your life, if there have been deposits that have come your way that are worth nothing, it is your responsibility to go out there yourself and find value to deposit inside of yourself so you can do better moving forward. Self-leadership is not about blaming people for not doing right by you. Self-leadership is not me saying to myself, you know what, this could have been done better. No, it's about, hey, you know what, let me start from right now and ensure that I'm depositing things in my mind, my body, and my soul that will reap better dividends. Case in point, I recall there was a young lady that long years ago who thought I didn't like her. All right, we were like kind of, I don't know, I guess we're kind of dating. All right. And at some point she got frustrated with me because I did not display my affection for her the way that she had witnessed in her house. Let me come closer. In her house, her idea of affection or showing someone that you love them was that you argue with them all the time. She was like, my parents stayed together for 30 years and they argued every day. I'm like, well, that's not what I'm going to do. If that's your way, if that's your love language, which is not, that's not really a love language, right? At least based on what I know and learned about love languages. I can't help you there. But all she wanted to give me was what was inside of her. And instead of learning a better way of communication, a different way of expressing love, a different way, she blamed, or she kept reverting to, well, this is how I am. This is how I was raised to believe that love looks like. Well, you gotta, it's upon you. It's on you now to learn a better way. Like, for instance, in the Black community, right, which is of course my community, oftentimes we hear people say, oh man, we're big boned, as an excuse to continue poor eating habits. Oh man, you know, this is how we grew up. Well, hey, listen, if you want to continue down that path, that is totally up to you. But when you find yourself suffering in your health because you subscribe to that, if I didn't put anything different inside of my mind, my body, or my soul in response to that, then I'll find myself spinning my wheels. So self-leadership helps us to manage life better. Self-leadership is something that you and I develop over time that aids us in navigating life. When you think about self-leadership and the opportunity before us, in fact, I wrote a couple of things down here that will kind of help you, help me as well, understand the power of self-leadership. Learning how to lead self is critical, especially if you're listening right now and your job requires you to lead others. Most of you right now listening, tuned in right now, even though you may not have a title, even if your title does not suggest that you're in a leadership position, you lead people every day. Even if you, hear me out, if you work on a job, I remember one time I was a forklift driver, right? Even though I didn't have the title of supervisor or shift manager or whatever the case may be, whatever those titles were, there was a gentleman who was younger than me who, same pay, right? Same benefits, everything. But he looked to me every day because I had been there longer. So even though our boss said one thing, he wanted to see how I operated. And for the most part, he did what I did, which of course I did my best to follow. I always tried to follow. I'm a team player. I try to be a rule follower, right? As best can, if it doesn't cause me to compromise my beliefs or my convictions. But for the most part, I did whatever I was told to do. And although I didn't have a title, I was a leader. I didn't have a family, but this young brother who was 18, I think I was probably 19, just not that much different. He looked to me to help make decisions, to decide his next step. But I had to learn how to lead myself first. Leading yourself is critical, especially when you're stuck between the proverbial rock and a hard place. When you're stuck between having to make a decision that may impact your future, you got to have strong self-leadership. When individuals are trying to press you to do things that may not be according to your personal convictions, you got to lead yourself well. If there's individuals who say you got to compromise your values in order to do X, Y, and Z, I've got to stick to my guns and lead myself well. But that comes from, I say it over and over again, I will not stop saying it until this episode is over, that comes from making good deposits in your own life. Putting myself in position where I'm reading books that will uplift me, that will develop character and traits in me that will help me make positive choices. When I put myself in position where I'm learning from other individuals, mentors and otherwise, that will help me make positive choices as I'm moving forward, as I'm growing, as I'm developing. It is on you. It's not your mother's responsibility, your father's, your siblings. It is our, it is my, it is your responsibility to put yourself in position where you are consistently depositing powerful things in your life. Things that will move the needle for you. Things that will result in sometimes tiny changes, but having a profound impact on your future. So I want you to begin today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till next week. Don't wait till your birthday. I want you to begin today setting a boundary in your life. Hear me out. That will put you in position whereby you find yourself always or as best as you can leading yourself well. I want you to weigh every decision. I want you to consider every choice. And I want you to consider the implications of those decisions upon you and your ability to lead yourself. I want you to get serious. This is not some passive act. The very first person that you are instructed to lead is yourself. If you can't lead yourself, it's difficult to lead a family well, to lead your spouse well, to lead your company well, to lead your group well, to lead your team well, if you don't know how to lead yourself. It's difficult, but I got faith in you. I know full well that you're going to begin today by ensuring that you're depositing good stuff in your life, that you are blocking out negativity, that you are surrounding yourself with the right people, that you're surrounding yourself with the right literature, that you're availing yourself to information that will uplift you, that will lead you down the right path, and that will most importantly give you the benefits and the payoffs and the payouts, I should say, that will result in a powerful life. Go ahead and share this podcast out with somebody you know will benefit from understanding the power of self-leadership and the importance of it. Go ahead and share this out with your friends, with your children, those that you are in relationship or community with, because I believe that there's something on this episode that will help them not only lead themselves well, but to go, to grow, and to glow every single day. Don't forget to go to my website. If you haven't gotten my brand new children's book, I still love the support, right? Love the support at eugenehamilton.org. Follow me on all socials at Eugene J. Hamilton, and I look to see you next week with another episode. All right, take care. Go be great. Peace.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.